Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most biased podcast network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all.
Hey, Dusha, have we got any emails?
Thank you so much for asking, Tom. In fact, it's vital that you ask right now because last week we did a trade prediction episode with our good friend Gemma. We went through all of the teams ending where the alphabet ends at S with Sydney. And we've got an email from Jakarta James that says, Hi all, listening to your trade episode, I noticed that three professors plus the visiting professor stumbled upon an amazing discovery. Something that in the industry I work in will be deeply affected by. Language education will never be the same again. It's revolutionary.
Okay.
The greatest discovery in the history of discoveries, that the fucking alphabet finishes at fucking S. It's incredible. I've been under the impression that T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z were vital to language, but apparently not. As the professors worked their way alphabetically through a trade recap, listening to Tom talk over Gemma, Douche tried to rationalize his bombers are both a basket case and a garbage fire and fail, and the episode finished at Sydney. Holy fuck, I thought. West Coast and the Western Bulldogs, two teams that arguably had a great trade period, just gone. I thought that the boys wouldn't be that poor cutting out two teams. It must have been something else. So either it's, one, the alphabet has been revolutionized, two, poor time management, three, how good's footy, asterisk, footy equals Geelong and Essendon, or four, the episode was accidentally cut short. You all actually did talk about two wonderful teams. Love the pod. Hugs, Jakarta James. P.S. Next time I'm in Melbourne, I'll buy you all a fucking watch. P.P.S. Khan the fucking dogs. Watch the AFLW and AFLM teams destroy all corners next season. So.
James. First of all, miss Sean, so that's fine, champ.
Well, I think it was, he had no issue with the Brisbane arrogance.
Loves it.
Because there was none. Geelong and Essendon consumed most of it. And look, Sydney, I'm happy to put that out there too. Just saying.
And weirdly, Melbourne.
Yeah, strange. Anyway, so we've read your email. We're like, nah, fair. So we've brought in our good friend Matt, who will talk about Western Bulldogs with us today because Jakarta James, we take our feedback, all feedback seriously. Consider this an apology.
Yeah.
A very public one.
Yeah. And Jakarta James, I will talk as much about the Bulldogs as you can possibly write in an email and then some.
Also like to point out that you're wearing a watch, so he solved two problems in one episode.
Sean wears a watch every fucking
week.
It didn't
help last week.
There's a clock literally right in front of me.
There's a clock there. I can also see the computer screen, which has the length of the episode currently on it. We all have phones.
Yeah. Also, I cut out before I released, but probably should have left in. I was like, Sean finishing team, and it was like, I think we're up to like Melbourne, and I was like, Sean, we've been recording for 75 minutes. Any chance of speeding it up?
I got to be honest. I actually thought that we did. I thought we talked about West Coast and the Dogs very, very briefly. Did we not?
Very briefly. I think
we did.
As a listener of last week's episode, it was like, so West Coast, whatever, and Western Bulldogs, yep, Josh Bruce, Alex Keith. Great. Yeah, right, there see we you go. Next week.
We did. We did. You know what, Matt? You can leave. Thanks.
Yeah. That's all I want to say.
Leave your watch here, though, because it's a nice watch. I'll leave it.
See, I don't remember us talking about them at all.
I remember talking about West Coast, but only in relation to Geelong.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well, that's all they did.
No, but I think that we didn't actually dedicate a segment to... I might be wrong, but I don't think we dedicated a segment to Western Bulldogs and West Coast. We just spoke about the players they got in the other teams that traded them.
Yeah, that's the same thing. Feels fair.
Yeah.
Feels... We're making up for it this week, though.
All right, and another important thing with this week is that the AFLW draft has happened and the fixture should be finalized by next week. So we're going to do an AFLW special next week. But first, we need to deal with the elephant in the room, which is our total lack of respect for the Western Bulldogs and West Coast, apparently.
We're sorry, Matt.
Look, apology accepted.
Also, hang on. What was that, sorry, Dusha? Our total lack of respect for which teams?
Western Bulldogs and West Coast.
Yeah, fuck West Coast. We're really sorry, Matt. We're all about the Bulldogs here. Again, as we were talking off air, this show exists because of the Bulldogs.
Yeah, that's great.
So
yeah, it's important. Yeah. Sons of the West, a film pitch that you had, Tom.
Yep.
That is what led to this series being created and then greenlit, and then here we are today. The most famous podcasters in the world.
Most famous idiots.
Yeah, look. Yeah,
we're big and we're dumb.
So, do you want to start with how you felt about the season, or do you want to just look at the draft in which you did a few things, but I wouldn't say you did an hour and a half worth of things?
Well, let's do a bit of a season thoughts and recap. Mm. Obviously, very disappointed to see us bow out in very unspectacular fashion against the Giants.
Yep.
But, you know, like, I think we never expected to be in the finals in the first place.
Yep.
So being there was a bonus. Very exciting times to see this young group get together. It made me feel very confident going into next year, no matter what happened in the trade period or even the draft. It was kind of like our good is young, so we're only going to get better and more experienced anyway.
Yeah.
And then
kind of like Sydney, except you made the eight.
Yeah. Yeah, in that top tier of
teams.
So the going into the trade period was kind of like, well, we need good key position players. So
yep.
Ford and a backman, and then Bruce and Keith happen, and you go, great. All of a sudden, it's like, we're there. This is awesome.
You've
great.
Tied the tick, season tick. In review
yeah.
to the draft. It's just condensed two big segments into one very short segment.
Time management.
Man's got to watch.
What I need to watch hey, for.
We're done, yeah?
Yeah.
Right. Well, anyway, it's quite a good episode.
Let's get some I also really applaud the recruiting strategy of going based on hairstyle as well. So Josh Bruce fits in like a beast. He's got a filthy mullet looking thing. He's got the hairiest forearms I've ever seen, and then it just stops from the
dirty
elbow.
Mustache too.
Dirty mustache. So he'll fit in real well.
Oh.
And then Keith is injured, so that fits us really well too.
He's a ticky defender who's a bit sore.
Yeah.
Do you know what I love is that you got him and Adelaide were like, not going to send him for surgery until he was like, until my Bulldogs were like, wait a minute, fuck you.
Send him to surgery
or we'll kidnap him.
Well, what was the thing there? That was the Dogs medical team reviewed him and said, no, he needs surgery. And Adelaide were like, nah, he's all right.
Tell you what I have loved about the trade period. This is tangentially connected to the Bulldogs, so don't worry, is how all the Adelaide players are coming out and being like, fuck, it was an awful place to be. So I can't wait for Keith to come out and be like, it was the fucking worst.
Oh, yeah. And I think like throughout the year, they've re-signed pretty much every player for the next 2 years or so. Someone like the older players, like Tory Dixon signed a one-year extension today as well.
Yep.
So it's just like that whole core is just locked in, and then they've added these great key positions that are like, holy shit, it's exciting. It's exciting to be a Bulldog supporter.
Did you see the video that the Dogs released today? Have you guys seen this?
God. No.
So it's Tory Dixon chasing down, I think, an Essendon player with an awesome tackle, but the Essendon player has been replaced by a contract extension.
And then as he tackles it, it's like wriggling on the ground, and then it's just a little signature. It's so good.
Where did they post that?
I'll tell you what.
I saw it on Facebook.
Footy social media teams at trade period have gone like... Like we've had that one. We had there was another one.
Wasn't it Carlton with Eddie Betts
doing the Back to the Future? I know when Gary Ablett re-signed, they did his face over the top of the "I ain't fucking leaving" thing from Wolf of Wall Street. It's go social media teams.
A lot of the teams are doing well.
They are.
I don't really notice Adelaide's social media.
They did a funny thing when they appointed the coach, and somebody tweeted like their Twitter account tweeted out, can you grab a polo from Cro-Mania?
he's on his way. And then clearly was meant to be a text message that just got tweeted out and then followed it up with a picture of the, I forgot the guy's name, the new coach, but a photo of him in his polo. And then it just says polo tick as the
I was like, that's not bad. You've owned
it. It's a good recovery.
Yeah, you've owned it.
Oh, man. So you've re-signed. Who have you gotten rid of?
We delisted Fletcher Roberts and Lucas Webb during the week.
Premiership player, yeah.
Roberts was, but he was always on the out.
Yeah.
He sort of played really well 2016, 2017, 18, not a whole lot in this year.
He played a huge game in that prelim where he kept Jeremy Cameron goalless.
Yeah, yeah. But I was really sad about Webby because he's just been plagued by injuries. Like he had a massive neck injury and was in a brace for ages and just like just never got a good run at it, but was killing it in the VFL when he played and come back to AFL level, one or two games, get injured, out again. So to see him go is a bit of a bummer because I really rated him.
Is Jong still on the list?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I think
he's just had so many injuries.
Well, actually, no, he's definitely on the list, but he's taking time out from the game for mental health issues.
He nearly got poached by, I think, Essendon a couple of years ago.
Collingwood as well, I think.
Yeah, everyone was into him. For that. He had that, like, probably 8-week period where he was doing really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saw the Tory Dixon video. internally, I was like, ha, ha, ha. But it feels bad to watch because it just brought back bad memories.
It's a great tackle.
How many goals did you guys not kick in a row?
Was that from that game?
Wasn't that game, but I just remembered.
That's what made me think of it. How many not goals did people did? I just don't think there's an answer to how many not goals a team kicked. I mean, currently we're not kicking goals.
Wasn't it 21?
It's 21, I think.
Yeah. Was it a record?
Unanswered.
No.
Geelong have the air.
Okay. Yeah, fuck you, Freo. Cop it. I think it's 22.
That's
is the record.
That's
so it was
what
like maybe one short, I feel.
Yeah.
Was that when Ross Lyon was coach?
Yeah.
Oh, delicious.
They came down to Geelong and just got. I think Freo kicked the first goal of the game. Everyone was like, "Oh, Boilover could be on here," and then didn't score again until the fourth quarter.
Oh no!
Hey, that sounds very familiar.
Yep,
we kicked the first goal of that game as well.
Oh, yeah,
and then we kicked the last two or three.
Yeah.
The worst part out of all of that whole game, and it's Western Bulldogs related. The part I hated the most, the part that felt the worst.
I think before you finish this, I feel like you're saying this is like, it's related, so don't let me. But I think the Bulldogs supporters will enjoy this more, knowing how much pain it's bringing.
Yeah, this is about Western Bulldogs supporters, which is why I'm bringing it up now. But what felt the worst for me as an Essendon supporter watching that was the cheer that the Western Bulldogs supporters gave the Essendon Football Club when they kicked their second goal.
Yeah, good on them.
Through the fourth quarter.
Do you know what I like is because they're like, if it was like Collingwood, you'd be like, oh, that's an obnoxious cheer. Because it's the Bulldogs, it's like, oh, man, maybe that's genuine. Maybe they're like, no, good job, guys. Well done. We've been there.
Just the super supportive Western Bulldogs supporters.
Yeah.
They're good people.
It felt bad. Don't do that to us again.
Okay.
Good. I just remembered you had a meltdown last week, Dusha.
Yeah, that was big.
You recovered?
Well, yeah, I have recovered. Lost my mind.
I heard.
Still some residue there, I think.
Yeah.
That's what's if pushed too hard, who knows what I'll say about Western Bulldogs.
No, you won't say anything bad about him because we all love the Bont.
We do.
We do love the Bont. We trust. So
he's probably the best player this year.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Did anyone get close?
Well, I'd say Nat Fife.
No, I mean.
Oh, right.
At the Bulldogs. Mate, we're talking about the Bulldogs here.
Dunkley had a very good year.
Yeah.
The Bont's still
McRae had a very good year.
Yeah. I'm a bit, I was really bullish on Daniel for the Charlie Sutton medal early in the year. Then he had his hamstring issues.
Yeah, he faded a bit.
Yeah, but he would have been right up there too, I reckon.
Having a guy who is 4'4", play fullback is fucking insane and I love
it. It's crazy.
It's
fullback.
He was playing out of the, he was playing
fullback.
Who was
he playing on?
Everybody.
There's
footage of him where he tries to like spoil a kick coming into, I think it's Jared Roughhead.
Yeah.
And he like ends up on his back like a little, like, you know, those inflatable suits that look like you're riding a horse.
Yeah.
It's like that, but it's actually a human on top of another human.
And doesn't Roughhead put him down after that? Like, as in, like, gently puts him off his back onto the ground.
You go, child. Yeah.
There was a couple of those instances of like backpack tackles. There was that great one of Cripps and the guy from Sydney where he was upside down and Cripps was. Actually gets down on one knee and the guy slides off. Yeah, he was looking like a smoky for you. I'm assuming it was Bont.
It's Bont, McRae, then Dunkley, I think.
Did Bont win by heaps?
Not as much as you'd think, but he was pretty clearly out front from early on. Yeah.
So he is how old? 20,
23.
Fuck. And he's won how many best and fairest now?
Two so far.
So far.
Not I think he's had three All Australians.
Yep.
And he's been in the like the under 22 best team every year of his life.
Every year. For the last 22 years.
Hey guys, remember when he didn't win the Rising Star, but Lewis Taylor did?
Louis.
Yeah.
By one vote.
Was that Luke Darcy again?
No, it was. It's ringing a bell. It was either Darcy or Cameron Ling. I think it was Lingy. Lingy gave him 5 and the Bont 4.
To be fair, at that point, Taylor had been very good that year.
He'd been, yeah.
He's not the Bont, though.
Oh, no one is. I'd love to steal the Bont, man.
I don't think the Bont's going anywhere.
He's there for life.
He's a future captain for
all
sure.
Year, it's the rumours at Brisbane were that Jack McRae was coming up. I got very excited, but then it just sort of faded away.
Yeah, because they were just fucking rumours.
Do you know what, Sean? You always come in and be like, oh, brother's hearing a lot of like rumours. It's
well,
this.
Well, this is my brother's problem. He's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, but the issue is your sources are fucking footy forums.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
So, you know, if I was going on footy forums, we were going to sign 8 people. We're going to get Nat Fyfe for Tim Kelly.
Yeah. You know, I know you're doing an AFLW thing next week, but Bob Murphy got announced as like a leadership
coach. Now, we can talk about the Bulldogs women's team because it's interesting because you lost a whole bunch.
Yeah.
But also Bob's now there.
Well, yeah. So they announced it. And I think I saw like the link to the article and it was just like Bob Murphy announces return to, and I was like, what? This is fucking great. And then it was like, oh no. Well, good, but not what I thought it was going to be. I was so excited.
That is the most clickbaity Bulldogs headline ever. They've deliberately, it's always like the one AFL.com do it all the time. I've noticed this year where like, it'll be about like there'll be an injury cloud over a star player and that player. So, for example, there was one over Dustin Martin 1 week. And that week, I feel like someone like Lambert or one of those guys got dropped. Shane Edwards got injured as well. Mm. But the thing was about, you know, Martin's not going to play. And the article was Richmond midfield gun out injured, right? And the photo is of Martin and Edwards is kind of there. And you open the, you see Martin and you see midfield gun injured. And when you open the story, it's like Tigers of midfield gun Shane Edwards, who technically is pictured in the photograph with Dustin Martin. And it's like, oh, AFL.com.
I hate it.
.au. Lift your game.
There was a different sport, but there was an NBA version of that today where it was the Warriors have started. They've lost the first 2 games. And there's a picture of Steph Curry. And then the headline was, we're a fucking garbage team right now. And it's just one of his lesser teammates has said it, but they've just presented it as if it's Steph Curry saying,
"Yeah, yeah,
man." It got me to click.
I tell you,
you're like,
I was like, "Bloody hell, Steph!"
My God,
go Boston!
So, what else are you going to be doing in the draft? What are you looking for?
Well,
do you have a draft pick?
13.
Which did you keep it?
Held on to, yeah.
How the fuck
did that happen? Sam Powers just swinging his dick around. He's just like, "Stay."
He's Luke Powers' brother, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
He played for the Bulldogs, didn't he? Sam Power.
I don't know.
Sam Power did.
Yeah.
I think he played for a couple of
seasons. Actually,
seasons.
No. He definitely did. He definitely did. Yeah. But I it was like all the way through, everybody was saying, all the media was like, they don't want to get rid of 13. They're going to have to give it up for Bruce. And Kill was playing hardball. Then it came out and it was like, we get Bruce, we get Keith, keep 13. Everybody's stoked.
It's great.
It's just like.
Well, St. Kilda were playing hardball with everybody and then like didn't take 13 off you guys because they got all their trades done. So then we're like, yeah, cool. Here's Bruce. They didn't play. They kind of were playing hardball with Geelong. Took pick 58 for Stephen.
Yeah,
like they weren't playing hardball. They were just pretending they were playing
just
hardball.
Waiting, just chilling. Yeah. What do you guys think as lookers on of the Bulldogs? What do you think of them now as an opponent for
big
next
tick?
Year?
They were a big tick.
Yeah, one of the big winners of trade period, I think, because they it's just like you and said, quietly. They grabbed the 2 key positions. They've already got a fucking awesome midfield.
They're young and they're hungry.
I like the Giants, but I was kind of bummed that you guys got knocked out straight away because the Doggies are such an exciting finals team. And I know there's only been one final series where they've really caused it havoc, really. And I mean, won a premiership.
Which changed the game.
Like, amazing. Mental. Just out of control.
Just winning a finals mental, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Sorry, that felt mean. As I was saying, it felt
no,
mean.
That's okay.
Douche has got to go all the way back to the year 2000.
Yeah, the last time you guys want to.
Do you know that?
Have you heard of, it's like, what I want to know is.
Far
I've
more
never
infuriating
wanted,
than just, anything else that gets said.
I just need to go and work out how they were able to play in a grand final in 01 without winning a final.
Like, a mystery.
What were they doing?
Shut up, Tom. Sick of it. Sick of your shit.
Yeah, all right, fair.
People can say whatever they want about us not winning a final. It's true. But I hate, more than anything, that you haven't won a final since the year 2000.
Okay, just be angry at facts then, Dusha.
Make me sick. You're a disgrace to Geelong.
But if the Doggies play next year, like they're probably, what was it, your last 2 months, yeah, you were pretty red hot.
Yeah, yeah.
And since you've added, like, Bruce is, I reckon, good for 40 goals, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
That's normally what he kicks, isn't he? He's kicking about 30 to 40.
But even if he's not necessarily kicking 40, even if he's just another target so that younger players can develop.
Shacky
can develop.
Shack attack.
Norton can then be a genuine swingman.
Like, towards the end of the year, Norton was pulling two defenders at some point. Yeah. And you're like, well, it's his first season as a forward. He's going to struggle at some point, right? Yeah. Well, you put Bruce in there, you can't have anybody sort of peel off. It's just, it's dangerous now, which is something we've never had.
Who gets the best defender?
Probably Bruce, just from the experience. But they're both like contested marking beasts as well. Like it's, and you can swing Norton back as well, throw all sorts of chaos into
that. What's the thing is that you actually have more flexibility now. You can play Norton back when you need to. He's that kind of player, like similar to Westhoff for Port Adelaide, where like when they're in that era where they kind of had that resurgence, anytime they were in trouble, they'd swing Westhoff back and he'd be sort of, you know, quarterbacking down there and then he'd sneak forward. And so Norton can do that. And then, like, you know, you've also just got the lazy option of being like, you know, we'll just play Bont out of the square. No fucking worries, mate.
Yeah.
He needs a bit of a break. He's been hammered in the midfield. Just kick four goals, son.
Is he a good contested mark, the Bont?
The Bont? He's not bad.
Yeah.
But he's shot, set shot kicking's shocking. That's that's the one, like.
So you want him in the goal square.
Yeah.
Who'd he kick four against?
I can't remember, but he did kick four this year, didn't he?
Yeah.
Maybe you guys, I think, Dusha?
It probably was that game.
Yeah.
It was raining goals.
Yeah.
I just don't
21
remember.
In a row.
you couldn't break any records.
So who plays on the wings for the Bulldogs?
Hunter. And it sort of cycles out, but Hunter McRae kind of goes out there every now and then. Yeah.
Was Hunter in the All-Australian squad?
Bont and Pally didn't kick any goals in that game against us.
He would have been close, though.
All right, then.
That's fucked up.
What was that?
Because how many possessions did he have, though, Dusha?
26.
Oh, we had a quiet game.
Yeah. The game where Western Bulldogs just destroyed
us. Bont didn't really do anything.
No goals?
Didn't kick
a goal. Who kicked the most goals?
So they had four players kick three. Dale, McLean, Dixon, Shacky, Hayes, and Norton kicked two. Lloyd kicked one goal, three.
You've also, Bailey Dale.
Dale's just appeared.
He's there as well. He plays a nice centre half forward.
See, he I think came into the team around the same time as Webb did, and he was also probably on the out, except for getting that lucky break to come into the team, and just went, you know what? I'm going to kick 20 goals in 4 weeks or 5 weeks, whatever it is, and just like cemented it. Yeah.
Well, the joy for you is now with this versatile forward line, maybe there's not a spot for your favourite player, Billy Ellis.
Maybe. They did, speaking of the team's social media, they did like here's some of the players going around the world. And Gowers was in there. And I was like, why are we fucking looking at him? Who gives a shit what he's doing?
Hey, he broke my heart with a Jackie Chan. So we can look at him as much as you like.
Yeah. Okay.
So who is, all right, so. Who is your best 22 next year? We did this for Matt Stewart and his Saints when he was on earlier talking about what he envisioned.
Mm-hmm.
The
best
22. Let's go. We'll start in your back and we'll go.
Our back. All right. So we've got Keith, obviously.
Yep.
Caleb Daniel.
Yep.
Put him in there.
He's fullback.
Fullback.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Fullback, all Australian. Let's go.
Yeah. Cordy, Johannesson.
Oh, yeah, forgot about him. Oh,
yeah, shit.
See, it starts getting exciting, doesn't
it? You've also got, what's his name? The guy who can jump real high and is actually a reasonable good player. Crozier?
Yeah, Crozier. He takes screaming marks all over the place.
What are that? That's six, yeah?
We've got and Suckling. So that's six.
He's got Wood in there, don't we?
Oh, yeah, Woody. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, let's play him forward.
Also, is he still captain next year?
He's still captain, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Bont, is he coming?
Yeah, but I think, like, it's probably different to Cripps and Carlton where, like, he's young, but I don't think he needs to have the burden of the leadership, whereas Carlton's got that, like, let's make him young.
But also, Carlton didn't have options, really.
Yeah. Cripps has really embraced that role.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I think they're different players. I don't think Bond's built for that yet, but he will.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's there just yet.
Yeah. So that's our six. There's Sucklings around as well. Wood. So that's pretty decent.
It's a bit of depth at the Dogs.
It's a cheeky goal. Yeah.
Midfield: Bont, McRae, Dunkley, Hunter, Riley West. Maybe he's in there. Lipinski, There's a bunch of others.
There's also, you know, else you missed in your back line?
Ed Richards.
Oh, well, he's probably midfielder crumbing forward, maybe.
Playing on the wing a bit.
He's a winger, yeah.
He gets forward. He's hungry.
I'll tell you what.
What are you doing with the ruck?
Tim English.
How do you rate him?
It's great. He's coming on. Like the start of this year, I'm really glad they persevered with him because the first game against Sydney was just trash. He was just getting spanked every week. But you could see just like marginal improvements every week.
Yeah.
Towards the end of the year, he was pretty good. He was like roaming the ground, took a couple of good contested marks, kicked goals.
Here's a big one for you. How much cap space have you got?
There'd be a bit now because Boyd left, Pickham left.
Next year, do you have a crack?
Hey.
Just offer him 7 years. It's pretty not about the money. It's about the years. Seven years.
Pretty much got the best midfield.
Yeah.
Without a ruckman who's winning the majority of taps so far. Well, no, but so
English is what, 20?
Yeah, the English is young.
They take a while.
If
he goes down, who rucks?
We still have Trengrove as well.
Oh, yeah.
Jackson. So I don't know where he's playing at the moment.
Does Shacky ever have a run in the ruck as
jumps,
well?
Jumps, yeah, and pinch hits. Dunkley gets in there as well every now and then.
It's just saying that Dunkley is tall enough to play in the ruck, but he's not, but he is.
Yeah.
He's like Sean Grigg.
But they also then play it and they go, well, no, we'll lose this.
Bond play ruck in one game? Not for the whole game.
It was when he was tagged against somebody.
Yeah, they just went, let's mix it up.
Yeah,
throw him in. He's 6'5"?
Yeah.
I think it was against the Giants, wasn't it?
Maybe.
Yeah.
In the final. Yeah.
Because they were trying to rip his face off.
Yeah.
I said, we'll put him in the ruck.
Against.
Mumford, probably.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
we'll light up on the physicality of you being a heavy tag, and we'll just put you on a man the size of a train.
Yeah.
Good luck, buddy.
Shane Mumford is the size of a train. Also, just total side note, did he sign on for another year?
He sure did. Yeah. That's why he didn't throw any punches in the ground.
He's back in the ring. This is going to be his Rocky 2.
I don't think he'll play that much.
That's his Rocky 4.
They got Jacobs in there now. They got Sauce in there.
Oof. Do you reckon maybe it'll be Rocky 5 then? And
well, let's be honest. It's
Tommy Gunn, whatever, and Mumford is Rocky.
You haven't even seen Rocky, have you?
I know enough. I've seen Rocky. Rocky.
It's Rocky Balboa. That's what it is, because he retired and then came out of retirement.
Yeah. No, it's Rocky 5 when he teaches a kid to street fight.
Yeah, but who's the kid?
Tommy Gunn. Fuck, what's
no,
his
no,
name?
No, but who's the kid in this scenario?
Sauce.
Sauce is the kid.
Yes.
Sauce is the kid.
Didn't they probably the same age as Mumford?
But didn't you say that? Hang on, I'm very confused.
No, actually, no. Do you know?
Hang on.
Do you know he's teaching the fight?
Hang on. Let him dig out.
Here we go.
What's going on?
2 weeks in a row, Douche has had an aneurysm on air.
No, I've confused players because Shane Mumford signing on for what reason?
Well, he triggered a 1 year, so he probably signed on for money.
Okay.
He signed on because he wants to play football again.
Yeah. Same reason he came back.
Yeah.
Money and footy.
Okay.
He loves to climb a mountain.
Yeah. Look, whoever the new ruckman they're bringing in, Sam Jacobs. So, that's where it is. And then you're like, no. And I was like,
because they're the same age.
It would be more like if Mumford had joined the Bulldogs and then was training Tim English out of street fight.
Actually, who's the Adelaide ruckman who took over from Jacobs? That's more of a Rocky 5 situation.
Riley
O'Brien's Tommy Gunn, and Sam Jacobs is Rocky Balboa. Taking too many knocks.
But Jacobs has had to leave.
Yeah. So he's gone.
So in this instance.
But not before they probably had a street fight.
Yeah. Sam Jacobs and Shane Mumford, both Rocky. And is the entire Giants team Apollo Creed.
Actually, you know what they are?
Adonis Creed.
No, it's Rocky 3. It's Mumford's going to give him a few little tricks. And then at the end, they're going to spar. And just before they punch each other in the face, freeze frame credits.
Yeah.
There we go. Rocky 3.
Rocky 3.
Bloody
hell. We got there.
So Trengrove in the ruck, will he play many games? No, I think they're leaning towards. He's got dropped towards the end of the year as well.
He's on a big-ish deal, isn't he?
It's a couple of years.
Towards the end of it, though, I'm assuming.
I think to come back to your Grundy question, I think they'll probably just back in English because he's come on quite a lot this year. Every preseason, he'll put on an extra couple of kilos, get bigger and more in the system, more used to it. That I think they've invested that much time into him. Bringing in Grundy will sort of, they'll like, well, why would you play English again? And
Bevo doesn't tend, like, I'm thinking of his whole tenure at the Dogs. You haven't really had, like, an A-grade ruckman ever.
No. So,
and when you think about it, the Dogs, specifically in the last sort of 2 months of the year or whatever, probably the best midfield.
Mm.
And yet their ruckman's, you know, getting beaten in the hitouts. So they're just sharking. They don't really give a shit about a ruckman.
Fuck, we've got Libba. He's there.
So they'll spend that money on something else.
Yeah.
Sorry, Grundy.
Can I just say, though, like, this is what I mean, right? So English is 20. he'll probably take another, like he'll be good next year, but he'll probably take, let's say, 2-3 more years. Mm-hmm. So let's say he's like 22, 23 when he starts to hit his straps. By the time he's hitting his straps, Bont, Dunkley and those guys will also be in that same age bracket. So they're going to be even better. Mate, can I just got a, I'm going to have one word for you.
Dynasty.
Dynasty.
Oh, Jesus. Imagine.
Yeah. And then the forward line, Bruce, Norton, Dale now, Tory Dixon.
Shacky.
Do they all play together though?
I reckon. Norton, Bruce, yep. Shacky all together?
Just get them all on there.
Get them in there.
Because Norton can play anywhere.
Are you loving this? Because this is a team that actually has options in the forward line and you're just like, oh, fuck. What do we got?
Just take Wiley Butler.
Mitch Brown.
Yeah, that's all we need.
Did he sign yet?
I don't know.
Has he been off?
Well, he didn't. He wasn't delisted, so.
All right.
Sam Lloyd. I'm just saying.
He's handy. Handy. He kicked, you know what, 20 or 30 goals?
Yeah, highest goal scorer for us this year.
Which is not bad if he's just chipping in with it.
It's just good.
How many roughly did Norton kick this year?
I don't know.
About 20-ish, probably 25.
Yeah, maybe a bit more.
Yeah. Because he went back a little bit, didn't he?
Yeah.
I wish they were just purely playing forward so he can kick 100.
But he's also real good down back.
It's true.
Sean, how much
Keith.
Will you?
They got Keith now.
How much will you die if someone manages to kick 100 goals in a season?
I honestly don't think it's going to happen again.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Never again.
But it's I will die next year when Charlie Cameron does it on grand final day and we flood the field.
I get fired, but it's worth it.
And then the game stops to clear the crowd. Brisbane lose the momentum and then probably lose the game. And then I actually die. So, yeah, I will die.
Correct.
Vossi rings you up and be like, this is on you, mate.
Oh, no.
He won't need to ring me because he'll be there in the crowd.
And he'll just walk over and be like,
he'll be shitting me winks all day. Fuck. Imagine getting a wink from Vossi.
You'd die.
I wish Lynchy winked at me on grand final day.
He gave you a thumbs up, didn't he?
I said, I can't remember. What did he say now? Fuck. I think he just went, yeah, mate.
Have you not, Sean, you remember exactly what he said?
I don't, because my heart stopped for a minute. There was no blood flowing
through. Do you rate a wink higher than a couple of words?
I think I would.
It depends on the words.
I think if I'd gone, Lynchy, I think I would prefer a wink from him than a, mate. Because that's just a, that's perfunctionary.
With him. So say, okay, you're walking down the street.
Because I've got a story.
You see Bob Murphy and you say, hey, Bob. Yeah. And Bob just sort of looks at you and just gives you a little wink. What are you going to like more, that or, oh, hi, mate, how are you?
True. Yeah, the wink's exciting.
So here's it's more story. Intimate. It feels like you're already friends.
Here's my story. And I don't think I've told you this, but I feel like I've spoken to you about it because I'm a fan of the podcast, boys. I like what you're doing.
We skip your team.
I'm rethinking it. But I went to MIFF this year and they had the premiere of The Australian Dream, Adam Goods doco.
At that,
bunch of footballers and stuff were along. Saw Peter Gordon in the crowd. Oh. And I was with Hayley, who I work with, and I was like, can you just, I got to get a photo with Peter Gordon, who's like a short man in a suit, a bit portly. And I took a photo and it was like the happiest moment of my life. And we had a little bit of chat. That was great. But after that, Ben Simmons, the basketball player, he's a executive producer on the film. Saw him. He was there and I lost my mind. I'm a 76ers fan and I was like, I chased him through the crowd. He's with his posse, moving through. He's a foot and a half taller than everybody else. Yeah. And I was like, Ben, I'm a big fan. And he turns around, shoots me a wink.
Oh!
And I was just like, this is great. This is so I feel you. The wink, the wink is good.
Mace.
Yeah. Bloody hell.
Yeah. Do you have to be $150 million wink after that moment? Just lost your mind.
I called a defibrillator and just restarted my heart.
Far out.
Holy shit.
A well-timed wink. Because a g'day mate. Yeah. But if you take if Lynchy. Okay. So you got the g'day mate, which is good. He acknowledged you. The wink, better. But you would then take them stopping and being actually wanting to talk.
I've mentioned this seminar that Billy Brown has winked at me.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've just remembered it.
That's a good moment.
That's a wink.
It's a very good
one. Didn't he wink at all of us on grand final day last year?
This was at a Geelong Hawthorn Easter Monday game.
I've had Gary Ablett.
He didn't wink at us, but he gave us hey!
Yeah.
Yeah, because we pretty were huge as well.
Yeah. It wasn't just a, hey guys, respectfully. We were like, we love you, Billy. And he was like, yes!
He loved it.
We were like, go punch Wayne in the back of the head when you're up there doing the Triple M thing.
Also, here's your wallet. I'm just.
I've had a wink from Gary Ablett Jr. when I worked at a pool, and the Suns came in for a recovery after a game in Geelong, and he came in first. And of course, they have a policy where
the water just part, and he walked.
Yeah, it was insane. We had to give it you had to wear caps in the pool. So I was standing there having all the players, and he's like, "Oh, the guy."
You had to wear caps in the pool.
Yeah. At the pool that I used to work at, you have to wear a swimming cap in the pool when you swim at the pool.
Everybody.
Everyone who swims at this pool had to wear a swimming cap.
Is it strange? Is anyone else?
No, it's not. It's not super strange. It's depends on the pool.
Is it a fancy pool?
It was Geelong College.
So is it fancy? I don't know.
It's a private school pool.
What's the logic? What's
it? The logic behind it means it's just easier to maintain the pool because there's no hair in it.
Okay.
So it stops, you don't have to change the filters as much. You don't have to put as much chlorine in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
What color is the cap?
Any like fucking Geelong color you want.
So you have to bring your own cap.
We sell them. We also have like rental ones we give out to people.
And then do you wash them or?
We put them in a big bucket of bleach.
Easy way to bleach your hair.
Bloody process.
Well, not bleach.
Do you sell them for?
Like the cheapest ones were $4 and then they went all the way up to $25.
What's the difference? Sorry. Yeah. What's the difference between a $4 one and a $25 one?
Okay, so you have ones that are just like those really shitty kind of plasticky rubber ones. Then you have like fabric ones, which are soft, so they don't hurt your head, but they don't keep your hair dry. And then the most expensive ones are silicone, so they molded to your head. They keep the water out. They keep your head dry.
For $25, that sounds like you'd do that.
Anyone got any more questions about the swimming caps?
Anyone? Anyone else? Because I'll then finish the story.
How many people would get the $25 one? Would you judge someone harshly, like just internally, if they went a $4 one? Would you be like, you're not serious about swimming?
Well, no, because it's fine. Health. If I go swimming, I swim with a cap.
Yep.
What, like anywhere?
Yeah.
Wait, really?
No, hang on. Okay, let me rephrase.
You get under the beach.
If I'm just going for like a jump in the pool or like a relaxing like time with, you know, my boardies or whatever at the beach, but if I'm like swimming laps, I'll wear a cap and Speedos.
Is it just like, you know, the relaxing swim? If you had one on you, you would put it on though?
If you're at the pool that I used to work at, regardless
this isn't about the pool anymore. So if you're going for a relaxing swim and you've just opened your bag and there's a swimming cap there.
What do you mean by a relaxing swim though?
Say you're going to the beach and you open your bag to put some sunscreen on and you go, oh, my cap's there.
Well, no, I wouldn't wear one at the beach unless I was swimming. Like if I was like, all right, I'm going to swim to that buoy, I'm going to swim back.
Then you wear a cap on.
What difference does
it make? And the speeders?
Sean, it makes this much difference. I've just put my hair over my face.
But if you're moving forward, it'll blow backwards.
If your
hair's wet, you just push it back, mate.
Yeah. But also, it keeps water out of your ears. Uh-huh. It helps you swim better.
How many swim caps do you own?
And
are they the $4 three? Ones?
Yeah, are they the $4 ones?
No.
$25.
So I have a fabric one from when I used to be a swimming teacher at that pool because you'd wear it for like 3 hours.
Yeah. And then you got a silicone one and a fancy dress.
I got two silicone ones. Yeah. Oh. When I go to a black tie, it's pool function. But no, if I'm moving soon and I'm excited because I'm moving near a pool. So if I go there and I swim laps, I will wear a swimming cap.
And Speedos, just to clarify. Yep.
Well, like trunks, not like Tony Abbott's.
Oh, yeah. So you care about being aerodynamic, but not with Speedos.
Well, no, I'm not wearing like board shorts. I'm wearing like swimming trunks, basically like briefs, bathers.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because I don't want to pop a testy out. Yeah, no one wants that.
Keep those boys in.
Keep them in.
Lock them in.
I can't even remember the point of this story that I was telling.
Gary Ablett has to wear a swimming cap.
Well, no, so that's it. So he came in and I'm standing there with the bucket of caps as the players are coming through and I was just sort of, and I wasn't really paying attention and I turned around to sort of hold one out and like got a bit starstruck because I was like, oh my God, it's Gary Ablett Jr. And he is smooth as fuck. Yeah. Like his whole... And he looked at me and he winked and he goes...
His head, you mean?
Yeah, his head. Yeah.
His personality, like he's...
Oh, he was lovely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he was genuinely lovely. But when he walked past me with the bucket of caps, he looked at the caps, looked at me, gave me a wink and went, I reckon I'll be right, mate. And I was like, oh, really?
Oh, that's pretty good.
I was like, yeah, probably. And then... Yeah.
But then did he get picked out?
Seriously, you need to wear...
And then I was like, no, you need to fucking... No, if you didn't have hair, you didn't have to wear one. But
does he have a beard?
No. No, he was... This was when he was clean shaven.
Okay. Jeez, I can't even imagine that.
Full alopecia with his... No eyebrows, no nothing.
He no didn't. Eyebrows.
So, okay, I was convinced he shaved his eyebrows, but I've seen photos. He still had eyebrows. Mm. Then the next part of the story is that then he sort of walked a bit ahead and the physio who was talking to me earlier when they were getting there was like, oh, come and say hey. And he's like, oh, yeah. Came back over, shook my hand, was like, oh, I'm Gary. And I was like, yeah, I'm Tom. It's full on. Didn't wash my hand for 3 weeks.
Is that the extent of the conversation?
Yep.
And what was your point, Tom?
My point was I got a wink from Gary Ablett Jr. Also, if you're going to swim, get a silicone cap because it goes over your ears, it stops water getting in your ears.
Can I clarify, were you handing them out to all the players?
Yep.
And they didn't have to pay for them?
No.
Were they the $4 caps you were handing out?
No, there were. It was, so they have caps, because it was a school, they had school logo. This is fucked. Okay, no, because it was a school, they had caps for like, we had a spare tub of caps for kids who'd forget their caps.
Uh-huh.
So we just used that tub for the players. Because
you
got footy
players' kids' caps.
It's one size fits all.
Oh, they're quite stretchy.
Yes. Yep.
What about like, you know, I've got a bit of a melon over here.
You wouldn't be able to wear a fabric cap. Silicon cap, absolutely, mate.
Wouldn't be able to wear a, what? A fabric?
Fabric ones are quite small.
So they don't stretch.
They stretch, but they have a limit to their stretchiness.
Interesting.
And if they stretch too far, then they turn into like these like weird hats, look like beanies.
Yeah. All right, Tom. There's no need to talk about them so much, but bloody hell.
And how does this relate to us and Bulldogs?
No, we're talking about people winking.
We invite Matt on, and you speak about Geelong for 15 minutes.
This is an apology episode to Jakarta James, guys, and you're just derailing it.
I wasn't talking about Geelong. It was when he was playing for the Gold Coast Suns. You know who else was there who I also met and gave a cap to? Jared Halborough. Nice bloke. He used to play for the Bulldogs.
Can he give you a wink?
You've dug yourself out of that one.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah. Did he wink you?
He didn't give me a wink. He just said thank you and took the cap.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Anyone else give you a wink?
No, just Gazza.
Did you have any meaningful conversations with any players?
No. Well, they were doing their recovery. Yeah.
Did you keep any of the caps after they left?
All of them.
Yeah. No, but no, not the pool.
No. Yeah, no, I'm aware.
Okay.
Yep.
So why do you only have three now?
That I wear.
So these are like framed.
Yeah. Caps. The Gold Coast Suns of like 2012.
What a collection.
Oh, wow.
Far out.
Yeah, look. It was, look, you know. So you know who needs if the Bont was coming to the pool,
yeah.
Silicon cap.
Yeah.
Long hair, and also keep it nice and contained.
I reckon he'd know. He'd bring his own like hair management system to the pool.
He so would.
Doesn't his headband just do it anyway?
Oh,
it like melts out into a full cap.
He just grabs it and stretches it over the side and just turns into
magic headband. Oh. Someone develop that.
There's something magic about it.
Some good tech.
It's made from him.
So we've done the forward line.
Yep.
Are there any players just on the fringe who are going to step up next year?
The ones that I'm not sure where they fit are like guys like McLean. He's like a good-ish forward and he wants to play in the midfield, but the midfield's just stacked.
Yeah.
Hopefully,
guys like Richards and Lipinski have probably gone ahead of him in terms of playing on the ball.
Yeah, did you have Tory Dixon in your starting sort of team?
Now he might be on the interchange, but yeah, I'd put him in best.
There's also bloody Bailey Smith, who we forgot Bailey about Smith, too. He's a bull who has an amazing haircut.
Yeah. So that's the thing. Like, the midfield will be so hotly contested that it's just like our best six could be any combination of all of them.
That's
like,
the position
I left out Libba, I left out Bailey Smith before, and it's just not that they're not good. It's just the ones that were in there were so good that you kind of,
yeah. If Libba doesn't get a game and doesn't get traded, I'm going to be devastated. I mean, he'll get a game, but like, you know what I mean?
You want him to be traded or you?
No, I just want him to be playing.
Yeah.
The footy world is better with Tom Liberatore in it.
Yeah.
Okay. You say before the Bulldogs social media team were like, what are people up to? Here's Billy Gowers.
Yeah.
What was Libba up to?
They didn't say.
Oh. didn't have him up there.
I don't know.
He's not on a beach somewhere with another Bulldogs player being like, fuck you, Bevo. Yeah.
Would they have someone monitoring him, you think? Well, they'd be in their best interest too, wouldn't it? Like, they had the Brisbane, David Noble, the manager up there, and they were like, we notice on Instagram a lot of the Brisbane boys are, you know, in Las Vegas at a pool party or something. Do you keep an eye on that? And he laughed and they went, yes, we do. Every team would, wouldn't they?
There'd be someone at the club's job would be to not be around, like, so Libba wouldn't know.
Yeah.
They're just like staying at the hotel across the road in Mongolia, which is where I assume he would be.
Yeah.
And like watching him when he goes to a duck fighting ring.
Yeah.
Being like, don't
shaving
get in.
A little fry tuck haircut again and playing footy in Vietnam.
Yeah. Who's got the worst haircut at the Dogs?
Would have been Bailey Smith for a while. That was a filthy mullet.
Yeah, no. Okay. Sean, let me rephrase the question.
Yeah. But it was for charity. Charity mullet.
Can we go through all the hair?
All the hair?
Like your favorite top five haircuts rather than the worst hair.
Yeah.
It's like really the worst hair is we've got like a boring basic haircut.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Like Bailey Smith's hair is
technically
also
the worst is an amazing haircut.
Yeah. Well, no, actually probably the worst hair, like Tim English's hair isn't great.
No.
It's pretty
not memorable.
Lego Man-ish.
Yeah. It's very Lego Man and very
I tell you what, so it's the Bont, number one. Beautiful, beautiful locks, long flowing hair. It's amazing.
Well maintained.
Where it keeps all his powers.
Yeah. Yep. You watch a Bulldogs game closely, he'll come out of a contest, they're like it'll be a ball up or whatever, and he'll tuck his side bits back into his headband every time. It's without fail. It's the one of the joys of
He's a little Rafa Nadal thing.
Rafa and Nabont.
Legends, both of them.
Surprising one. Caleb Daniels got a phenomenal head of hair on him.
Does he really?
It's just all tucked away underneath under a helmet.
Okay, this is going to sound really dumb. The first time I saw Caleb Daniel with hair, I was like, the fuck? Yeah. I just assumed that.
Does it make him look younger or older?
Probably younger.
Yeah. So if we can find a picture.
I'm sorry. The helmet. I reckon the helmet makes him look older. Maybe,
yeah, he looks, well, yeah, I don't know, probably a bit older, but just smoother. It's just like he's got this beautiful like wave to it.
He's the only helmet wearer, isn't he, in the AFL?
I can't really think of one.
No,
Brayshaw?
Like Sean Hart.
Brayshaw wears one every week.
Does he still wear one?
That's, good. That's not bad hair.
That is good hair. Both Brayshaws do.
Yeah.
Melbourne Brayshaw doesn't wear one anymore, does he?
Yeah.
It's very movie-style hair for Caleb Daniels.
Very beautiful.
I'm trying to think of else wore one. Oh, Ryder wore one for heaps of the year because he had a fractured cheekbone.
Yeah. They're just wearing them, you know, because of an injury setback or something.
So
Caleb Daniel wears it.
Well, Brayshaw got told that if he wanted to keep playing football, he was going to have to wear a helmet.
Yeah. But what was Caleb Daniels? It was something to do with his mother, wasn't it?
He wore it as a kid and his mum wouldn't let him play.
Yeah.
Because
he was so small.
And it's the same one that he's had since he's a kid. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Far out.
Well, no, he has to get. Didn't he have to get a new one because it got exploded in a game?
Quite possibly. Yeah.
There was a like, and there's a clear like he went off because it burst in a tackle, and they interviewed like there's a video of Beveridge like seeing the broken one, holding it up, and just looking really forlornly at it, like oh. And they're like, it's the same one he's had since he's a kid. It's a real shame.
That's when they're like, all right, get the new one and get a sponsorship deal on it or something.
Yeah.
Put some logos on there.
I know it was like, oh, Jaden Hunt wears a cap, but he wears a headband that was like apparently not allowed until the AFL. Like, oh, I guess you can wear a headband. Well, no, you can. Just it had to be black. But he was like, nah, fuck you. I want to wear a red, white, and blue. A red and blue one.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, nah, too flashy. You can't do it. And then like there was a massive backlash, and Gil was like, oh, this is an easy win. I better take it.
Yeah. Didn't like in a preseason game, going back probably 10 or 15 years, someone wore like a hat and sunglasses, didn't they, during the game? Do you guys remember this?
There is no way that's true.
I'm going to look and I'm going to find this footage and I will report back.
Can we just guess if there was going to be a player in the AFL who's currently playing now who would turn up and play a game in hat and sunnies? Current he does play player. For the Bulldogs and his name's Tom Liberatore. Yes.
Yeah. I also would have said Harry Taylor. Not the Bulldogs, but he's like,
true. All right, so
you know when the runners bring out the water and they spray it in their mouth, just once, I want to see Harry Taylor do it and it's just milk. I'll see the milkman have a little sip during a game.
Did you see they interviewed Josh Jenkins today and they were like, the other day, and they're like, so the Harry Taylor thing with the ham? He goes, yeah, look, probably going to have a chat with him about that. I'm like, mate, he's going to be like, pretend it never happened. And then it's your first game, he's just going to give you some ham.
Yeah. So fucked.
All right, Bond number one.
Yep. I'd go Daniel number two.
Yep.
It's well hidden, well secreted.
But well looked after by the looks of things.
Well looked after, yes. Maybe it's just similar to the pool cap thing where you just like protect your hair.
Absolutely. He could come in the pool like that.
No, he couldn't.
No, with the cap on.
Nah, mate.
Yeah.
Wouldn't hold the hair in. Yeah. Come on, Tom. You would.
Do you know what I'd love though? If he came to the pool, if he was wearing a helmet and then put a cap over the top of the helmet.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Yeah.
You got your job back. Who else? Easton Wood's hair remains in place throughout an entire game.
Oh, yeah. He's Hollywood.
Yeah, he's good.
Everything about him is matinee idol. Yeah, it's the jawline. It's the arms.
Yeah.
Guys, I think I love Easton Wood.
Yeah, I think I might too.
What's JJ's hair like at the moment?
I think he's gone back to a bit more conservative.
Yeah.
Sort of like shaved sides and sort of up-ish afro.
Because I saw it. He came into my work when he had the blonde hair and I recognized him straight away.
Yeah. Did you get a wink?
I didn't get a wink. I don't think I really got it.
Did you get a bullet 40 meter pass off a step?
Yeah, I did. Flashy is Norm Smith.
Yeah, just like
that's how he shows ID. He just shows a Norm Smith.
Yeah, just opened the door for him at the cinema and just copped the footy in the chest. I was like, oof. Good kick, mate.
No. You didn't have time to do a good kick, mate. It was kick and then he ran past you for the one, quick two. Hand. Whoa. 1-2.
Yeah. Straight into the cinema.
Yep.
Broke the line and was in row E instead of row F.
Yeah.
God, like, oh, Johannesson.
JJ.
No, I didn't really get to speak to him that much because there was two people that I was working with that were both Bulldogs fans who could not believe what was happening. And I was like, we work so close to where they play. I don't know why.
What's the protocol there? Are you allowed to sort of approach them or not? Could you go, if like a Bombers, like, I mean, Tipper came in once, didn't he?
Yeah.
Could you go up to him and be like, hey, can I just get a quick photo? Or is that just
I wouldn't do that. It's just, it's too much because they're like, I work there. I wouldn't want them to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I know that like people have asked people for autographs on shift and usually they're fine with it.
Yeah.
Because like it's a weird thing. Mm. Like they know they're famous. So like they're not going to be like too shocked or providing a dick about it.
I'm surprised autographs are still a thing. Like, I remember when I was a kid, you would do it. But now when you have a phone, would you rather have an autograph on a bit of paper or a selfie?
Oh, no, autograph on the jumper or something like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's this autograph on a bit of paper?
Oh, that's what you would do, mate.
Sign you ever do that? A bit of paper?
Yeah, I had a book.
Sometimes it's a hat. Sometimes it's a shirt.
Sign my body.
Yeah. You wouldn't rather, but nowadays, would you get it? You're a kid. That's you thinking like a kid.
Yeah.
Now, if you see Gary Ablett, do you go, sign my shirt, or do you go, can I just get a photo with you?
Yeah, probably that one.
Yeah, the photo.
But if I had my footy jumper on, I was at the footy.
You get it signed.
Yeah, signed.
I actually have a photo, a story about something that's like pretty, like a.
Is it related to the Bulldogs?
No.
But it's related to. Matt, can we tell this story?
My workplace. Only if we can 6 degrees of Jason right. Johannes in it.
Yeah, okay. No, that's how we'll do it.
I can give you. There's a signed jumper of Chris Grant at my work that got stolen after the 2016 grand final win.
All right, that's your whole pass. You may continue.
Yes. Thank you. Two posters have ever been, two things have ever been stolen like that from like a wall at my work. One of them was Star Wars Force Awakens poster, and the other one was a signed Chris Grant jumper. Both times it was just a very brazen attack where someone had just punched a hole in glass.
Oh.
And you were just like, I guess.
Did you catch them ever?
No.
That jumper's still gone.
The jumper's gone.
Hey, Matt, you got away with it. Well done.
Sorry, I'm just going to tuck this jumper back.
Is there a party that was disappointed that it wasn't like a more brazen, like you know, a good heist?
Punching a hole in glass.
I wanted a clever heist. I wanted you to come in the next day and be like, I wanted you to still be scratching your head now and go, how did they do it? To this day, we don't know how they did it. But it's just they punched
a hole. You
came
in, the glass was still sealed. In fact, it had been welded shut. The night before, and there was just a note in it that just said, sorry, had to take this. Yeah. Kiss, kiss. And then just signed T Lib.
Could be Tony.
That was that. Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't the jumper. That was the Star Wars poster. Libba fucking loves Star Wars.
Tony has come into my work a couple of times.
Has he?
Too. Yep. He's a lovely man.
Yep.
Anyway, back to the story I was going to tell about like on shift things. One of the guys I work with loves cricket. He's a massive Indian cricket fan, and Virat Kohli came into work, and my friend wasn't working at the time, but the person who tore his ticket was like, oh, there's someone who works here. He's like a massive fan of yours. I'm going to let him know you came through. And he was like, no, that's fine. The guy whose day it was off, it was got the text message and called the person who messaged him straight away and was like, can you ask him if I come in now with my cricket jumper, will he sign it? And Virat Kohli was like, yeah, just come see me after the movie. And yeah, apparently just the loveliest man. And
that
like,
is unreal.
There was also like a lot of people, like that story can't be made up. I wasn't there that day, but like there was too many people involved for it to be not true.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I've seen the signature. So
what movie did you say?
So he was dating a Bollywood actress at the time.
Yep.
And the Australian premiere of that just happened to be at my work. Or it was in like the place where it was playing in Australia, just happened to be at my work. So they both had just gone to see it when he was on tour here.
Yeah, cool. Would have been like 2 years ago when they played.
No, it was a little bit earlier. It was probably like 3 or 4 years ago, I reckon.
Oh, before he was captain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that's insane.
Yeah, lovely
what
man.
What movie was JJ saying?
Oh, that was a while ago. What was he saying? I don't know. It was in Gold Class, though. He treats himself.
Yeah.
Much
yeah.
like Tipo.
Just that flashing that Norm Smith.
Yeah. It was after the flag, so he would have absolutely been flashing the Norm Smith.
And so hang on. I think you got one more haircut, Matt.
One more haircut.
Oh, no, you got two. We talked about JJ. So unless you count his hair.
I mean, it would feel rude not to because he's so known for his hair.
So you got one more.
Put him number four. Let's go with, you know what? Bit of a left of field one. I'm going to go Zane Cordy because he's rocking a mustache. Like you put an old timey suit on him, he'd look like he came out of World War II. Yeah? So I'll give him that.
So we can get like a newspaper stall in the 40s.
Hello there, boys. Ready to play a game of football? Johnny good.
Oh, it's a pretty good mustache.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good mustache.
It's pretty good.
It's not Ivan Soldo though, but it's pretty good.
True. And I feel like I have to do an honorable mention to Bailey Williams, who for the team photo, the start of this year or the start of last year, dyed one half of his hair like down the middle bleach blonde and the other side was black and just had this like filthy like chalk top looking.
And that was his official
team photo, yeah.
That rules.
Yeah. Dogs are off the chain.
Yeah. Loose units.
It's good.
Sky's the limit.
Yeah.
Are you going to do the double? Maybe. Sorry. But I just need to know. Are you going to do the double?
What's the double?
What's the double? Well, you know, both.
AFLW, AFLM.
Oh, no, I think you mean the triple because we're taking the VFL home as well.
Oh! Oh!
Sorry.
Fuck!
I'm only used to success in great numbers once. And never again.
Oh.
Fucking hell. So, before we wrap today up, Matt, what are your predictions for Western Bulldogs next year? The triple?
The triple. No, look, let's be conservative. I think finals for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Finals for sure. I would still say we're probably on the fringes of top four, so maybe five or six. I would be very poor form to say top four. I think
finish seventh.
Seventh?
Yeah. Do it again.
We did that this year and it didn't work out too well.
Third time's a charm.
Third time's a charm.
So is the first time.
It's very true. So finals be great. I'd love to, you know, get through the first couple of rounds and then see what happens, because after that it's like anybody's
yeah.
Team. It's for the other teams, AFLW, it's a new team.
It's a really new team. Yeah, yeah.
So who knows, right?
You lost like Brennan and Conti, obviously, but also Birch has gone to Melbourne.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's one other that's left as well, big name, who one of your other defenders, anyway.
Yeah. It's pretty slim pickings at the moment. But
Blackbird's still there. She can just bomb at 60. You'll be right.
She's a gun. So, yeah, we'll see how they go. And then with the amount of depth that's now in the team, with especially the midfield, the VFL should be pretty competitive as well. We're in and around it for finals this year too. So, you know, 2020's looking pretty good, boys.
Or
2020 vision?
Yeah.
Would you say that?
Yeah.
Oh. Would you say that if the Dogs win the premiership, you'd shave your head?
Yes.
Yes. No, hang on. The Dogs win the premiership.
Yeah. No, Tom.
No, I'm trying to think of a haircut that you've got to get a JJ.
Tom, just wait.
Yeah.
Just wait, because if you agree, that means we've got three teams out of 18 that if they win the premiership, one of our friends shaves their heads.
The odds are seemingly getting better for this every week.
Bloody huge.
Geelong?
Yep.
St Kilda and Western Bulldogs.
Yeah.
I noticed you two cowards have not
said that. Oh, no, I also did, but I'm being realistic.
So there's four.
Yeah.
Sean.
I have the most at stake because I have the best chance.
So arrogant and a coward.
The best combination.
Like a lion. Cowardly lion. Yeah.
But arrogant. The cowardly lion is not arrogant.
It's not arrogance, mate. It's confidence.
Cowardly lion isn't confident either.
Oh, shit. It's all confused. We'll see.
Well, maybe I won't shave it. Maybe I'll do it. I don't know if I can pull off a JJ, but maybe like a kind of mullety looking thing.
What about What about a Rourke Smith?
Oh,
we know the Rourke Smith.
Describe
haircut.
It to people, though.
So it's Thor from the first two Thor films. Mm-hmm. It's like blonde to his shoulders.
Yeah,
it's not dirty either. Like
how's
it is.
He supposed to do, how's he supposed to do that the day they win the grand final?
Tom,
you
can
keep growing it.
Fucking hell, Tom.
You're going the reverse.
Tom, you get too excited when we talk about dumb bets and you start making claims that are.
Anyway, credit to Rourke Smith, though. He runs around and I'm like, mate, your hair's going to get in your face at some point. It doesn't. It's cut in a way that aerodynamically keeps it behind his head.
He is the princess from Tangled. He's got some Rapunzel shit going on. That hair's got just magic.
Yeah.
If you brush his hair and sing. That was Bailey Smith. There was a video of Beveridge just like rubbing Bailey Smith's mullet.
Yeah.
Bless that man.
Actually, that reminds me. Bever, still happy with him?
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's earned a couple more years of like.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free
or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good faith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sean still hate him?
Well, I wanted to ask Matt, were you concerned halfway through the year? Did you feel a bit worried for Bevo?
I wouldn't say worried. I don't think they'd sack him, at least not this year. And
the drums were starting to beat.
It was concerning.
It was Damien Barrett and you.
Yeah.
Can I just say, do you feel really good about proving Barrett wrong by making the finals?
Every day. I wake up, I brush my teeth and say, fuck you, Barrett. but yeah, no, I think Bevo's like, you know, he's earned so much goodwill from the premiership that like the rebuild or restructure, whatever you want to call it, sort of everybody's like, it's fine. Like, whatever. Yeah. So I think if like this year was a failure and we didn't make the finals and it was then maybe there's some questions asked. But I think the fact that from the bye turned it all around, made finals, the team's looking really good. We've firmed up all of our ends.
Yep.
So yeah, no issues for me.
Yep.
That's good.
Well, yeah. If you want to send us, look, Jakarta James, we'd like you to send us another email thanking us for all the great Bulldogs content.
Tom, that's an arrogant call.
Yeah, it is.
Send us another email. Just let us know what you thought.
Yeah. Let us know if you agree with A, actually. Everyone let us know if you agree with Matt's hair ranking.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's the crucial one. I don't care about the team or any other stuff. The hair ranking is important. And you can send that to howgoodsfooty@gmail.com.
Also important, if you barrack for any of the teams that haven't been covered and you're going to shave your head if you win the premiership, also let us know.
Yeah, 100%.
Because someone's going to be bald on grand final day, and that makes me very excited.
Someone's going to be bald at my brother's wedding, and it's going to be me.
Can we ask your brother to – as an outsider, can I give you a suggestion?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Can we have a public list of the 18 teams and the people that line up to those teams?
Oh, yes.
Ooh. All of those people are given a provisional invite to your brother's wedding.
Yep, done. They're my plus one. I get a plus one. I'm the best plus man. One.
And then whoever wins the grand final and shaves their head gets to come along.
Oh, yep, that's done. So good.
What time frame?
Isn't that a surprise?
All right, what time frame do you want to give people? By the start of next season, they have to email us and pledge
they will shave
that
their
they head. They will shave their head. Yeah. We have a list of pledges.
So we've got a St Kilda pledge. We've got a Geelong pledge.
Bombers.
We've got a Bombers
pledge. We're going to need another Lions pledge because this man's a coward.
Yeah. Hey, and we've got a Western Bulldogs pledge.
We'll see what happens.
Well, you've got until the start of next season to make a pledge.
I've got a long time to pledge.
And we've got Gemma on next week to talk AFLW. So we'll see if...
We can get her to pledge for four teams. I'm including the Sydney NEAFL team because they don't yet have an AFLW team. But like, we can get her for Melbourne, Sydney men's teams, the Melbourne women's, and the Melbourne women's team are a really good chance.
Gold Coast men's team, she loves them.
Yep. If we have anyone who doesn't go for any teams, we'll just convince Jim. Oh man, this is good, powerful stuff.
All right, get your pledges in.
What are the shave, is it just like number one razor? Are we going like skin blades?
Well, everything? I specifically said Gary Ablett.
Okay.
So I think that means...
We hold that to everybody.
Well, no, I think number one for everyone except Tom, who's going to Gary Ablett.
Yeah. Yeah. So number one...
If you're for Geelong, you've got to go skin.
Skin, yeah.
Everyone else just number clippers.
One. Yeah. Hey, you'll be able to swim capless. It'll be great.
Oh, amazing. I'll feel so free.
You can go to the wedding, then straight to the pools to cool down.
Beautiful.
Mate, I can go to the pool, go to the wedding, go back to the pool.
Do you reckon we can get Jacob to be this Port Adelaide pledge? Be bald at his own wedding?
Well, no, he said he was going to get an Oratio cut had Oratio been traded.
Yeah, but that's off the table now. So look, you put it to him.
I'll put it to him. It won't be his choice. And I guarantee you that his wife-to-be will be like, absolutely fucking not. She can't control what I look like, but she can control what he looks like.
Okay.
And look, she's scary. She'll fight him. Right. Nah, she's good value. She actually, you know what? She might be on board. Nah, no fucking way. No, because it won't be her. It'll be my mom.
So we need to convince.
Fuck. If Geelong win and I rock up to the wedding with a shaved head, I can hear the disappointment already from my mom.
But
does she know about it yet?
Yeah. She's like, oh.
What was Terrence's response?
He was like, he goes, I'll do it too. He's bald. Anyway.
It's going to be a loose wedding. You're bald plus one.
Yep.
Maybe you also bald, depending on what happens.
There's another guy who's in the wedding party.
Yeah,
who's
also shaving his head.
Also shaving his head because he's a Geelong man as well.
Yep. It's going to get so out of hand, but by the time the wedding rolls around, everyone's bald.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
Chrome dome wedding.
Because you're all Geelong, aren't you? Your family.
Well, yeah.
Most of your family. Your extended family?
A lot of them, yeah.
Jeez, hairless
far
wedding.
Out, yeah. Bloody
hell. Everyone's going for a swim afterwards. No caps needed.
No caps required. Do you want anything you want to plug?
man?
No, I've got a podcast called How Do You Do You. It's interviews creatives and stuff that's out happening every week. But apart from that, just sweet. go bloody Bulldogs.
Where do we find you on Twitter?
At Matt Smolin. Pretty simple.
Beautiful. Yeah. And you know where to find the three of us.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Do it. Follow How Good's Footy on Twitter.
Pledge.
Pledge. We want email pledges.
Pledge.
See you next week.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.